This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, Bahamas. This is the best day and perhaps the last day for the weekend that we could say good yawning this morning. It is Thursday, the 3rd of June, 2021. You're tuned into 96.9 FM Guardian Radio, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, today is Thursday, the 3rd of June, 2021. That means tomorrow is Labor Day. That's why I tell you, tomorrow there is no yawning this morning. Tomorrow we're going to wake up. And we are going to reflect and celebrate the lives of those that passed before us, those that used their labor to create a better world for us. So tomorrow, it ain't gonna be no yawning. You're gonna get up, you're gonna wash your face, you're gonna push your foot in your slipper, you're gonna walk outside, you're gonna put your bare foot in on the ground, you're gonna feel the soil beneath your feet, and you're gonna celebrate the right to life that you have, and all of the privileges and freedoms that were secured for you by your ancestors in the labor movement, perhaps one of the most important movements, one of the most important advocacy spaces in the history of the country. As a young person, I don't know nothing about the labor movement. In fact, I know very little about Bahamian history, just enough to sound like I know something. So when I went online yesterday to figure out what was so special about today, I was shocked to find that the first Bahamian source for information on the Burma Road riot that popped up, the 3 to 4 times that I searched Google yesterday, was Miss Rogers's CSE students page. I want to say thank you to Miss Rogers, who's keeping Bahamian history alive on the interwebs. There were about 4 or 5 different sites that popped up before the first Bahamian source popped up on the Burma Road riot. Now that speaks a lot to the techie people. The techie people know and understand what that means. I barely understand what it means. What it means is we're not paying enough attention to our own history. We are not valuing it sufficiently for other people to think we think it's important. So, in that vein, I realize there's probably a lot of young people that don't know why we're celebrating Labor Day today or tomorrow. I'm celebrating today, starting at 11:15, as soon as I clock out. But plenty of people don't know, right? And so, Labor Day is celebrated is like as a culmination of events, right? They didn't start with the Burma Road riot, but the Burma Road riot is the thing that sort of like the ignition switch. And Miss Rogers's History BGCSE students page says, the 1942 riot in Nassau was a short-lived, spontaneous outburst by a group of disgruntled laborers and occurred against a backdrop of narrow socio-economic and political policies. That is quoted from the 1942 riot in Nassau and Demand for Change? By Gail Saunders. The construction project promised a relative bonanza for the local unemployed, a chance to sell their labor for something like the rates they knew were normal on the mainland. Unknown to them, however, the Bahamas government had agreed to peg local wages at the rates established in 1936. What that means is even though the people them say they was going to pay us more, Bahamian government say, nah, you don't need to pay them more. We got this sorted out. Just keep it where it was, Dave. We good. We got the law. Don't watch nothing. You don't have to pay them that much money. Anyway, that the quote is from Islanders in the Stream, A History of the Bahamian People, from the ending of slavery to the 21st century. The paraphrasing was all done by me. So, people were rioting because somebody's trying to swing them on their pay. Now, I know young Bahamians know exactly what that means. Y'all know what the vibe is, right? The June 1st, 1942 labor action that began outside the city center but culminated in a riot on Bay Street was an important event in the country's history. It spoke to the growing dissatisfaction of the Bahamas' black majority with the very real, if relatively mild, system of apartheid that hemmed them in politically, economically, and socially. It demonstrated the willingness of the Hitherly to stand up to their colonial masters and the local ruling white oligarchy. It signaled the beginning of the end of the second-class citizenship for blacks in the Bahamas. Therefore, this riot continues to occupy a unique place in the Bahamian imagination and has helped to cement Bay Street as the important center in the Bahamas. And that quote is taken from Bay Street in the 1942 riot, Social Space and Identity Work in the Bahamas, by Nona Patara Martin and Virgil Henry Storr. The fledgling Bahamas Federation of Labor chose Dr. Claudius R. Walker to meet with the Duke of Windsor on behalf of the workers following the riots. Quote, the underlying causes for the social unrest were manifold, he told the ex-King of England. We are in the majority, but we have minority problems. We are poorly housed, poorly fed, and poorly educated. Truth to tell, we are the wretched of the earth. So what happened next? The crowd of workers, now buttressed by women and children from the black over the hill neighborhoods, gathered outside of the government buildings at Public Square. Attorney General Eric Hallinan addressed the workers from the steps of the colonial secretary's office, hoping to mollify them. That means calm down the vibe. He warned them to be careful, not to spoil the good impression that they had made. That means behave. On the people that was enslaving them. Oh. Although there were reports that some of the laborers threw their sticks in a heap and went home when they heard this news, for the most part, the crowd became even more incensed. And a number of others tried to convince the mob to go home, but to no avail. Eventually, a group of men broke off from the main assemblage, tired of listening to what they must have thought was cheap talk. We know what that feeling is. They headed down Bay Street, quote, smashing as they went. This is quoted again from Bay Street in 1942 riot, Social Space and Identity Work in the Bahamas. After the riot, well, project workers received a 25% increase in pay plus free lunches. Was that easy? No, but that's how the tradition of free food and refreshments at government activities started, right there. And a few weeks after that, a House of Assembly committee led by Sir Stafford, well, Stafford Sands recommended compensation for the mostly white merchants whose stores had been damaged. After the riot, the Duke appointed a commission of inquiry composed of a non-resident Englishman and two white Bahamians. At the end of November 1942, the commission called for wide-ranging social and political reforms, including modern labor laws and trade unions, more local government for the out islands, reducing the life of parliament from 7 to 5 years, raising taxes to make the wealthy contribute more to the cost of running the country, and introducing a one-man, one-vote ballot. From the Burma Road riots to freedom, well, fairly freedom, like sort of freedom, almost freedom. No, the movement that must be continued, the intergenerational movement that must be sustained to truly be achieved through generations. It's not something that our forefathers achieved and we enjoy. It's something that we too must ensure never dies. It's never taken away from us. It's never disregarded or not acknowledged. I wanted to bring that sort of that little bit of history from Miss Rogers' BGCSE class to you today. First of all, because I'd have not heard anybody talking about Labor Day before yesterday. I've seen no banners, I've seen no flyers, I've seen no public discussions, no panel discussions, no essay competitions, no song competitions, no art competitions. I saw no activities, social distancing tea in the park with old heroes, right? I didn't see ZNS promising us that we could watch 85 hours of Legends. Nothing. And so when I went online, and this is what I found, the first Bahamian source, I realized that we have not created or maintained or sustained an environment in which the average Bahamian can understand the labor movement and its impact on their life currently, or the obligation that they would have as an ordinary Bahamian to participate in preserving this history. Right? I just say it's a whole lot of words to say, ain't none of us doing the work. None of us are taking the job of running and maintaining a country. From the rooter to the tooter, from the top to the tippy toe, we are all derelict in our duties. Now, some of us are just regular, ordinary people sitting back saying, but look here, I live a small life. I don't want to have a grandiose life. I ain't into what the politicians and the stars and influencers into. But even you, ordinary Bahamian that want to sit in your hole and hide away from the world, you have an obligation to give your best self to the world in the form that you can do it. So if you decide you're going to go hide in the bush, then no, you still have an obligation to the wider world to keep the space around you clean, to ensure that your presence doesn't undermine or negatively impact the other things or people who decide they want to live in the bush too. If you work in a fast food restaurant, your job is to put in the effort to do the best that you can so that system can function properly, so the other people you work with can also function properly. Why should your whole team not have a chance of performing well if just one person is ruining it? And I'm saying this to both older and younger Bahamians. And I'm saying this to y'all people in y'all cars as well. See, because this thing about a car is very particular. I understand it. You feel free in your car. There is a sense of empowerment when you are in your car. You feel the freedom that you think you should feel in the rest of your life. The sense of autonomy and authority that you don't feel in your home, in the workplace, in your community, in yourself. But even when you're in your car, you have a responsibility to everybody around you, even the people not on the road. You have to consider the impact of your actions on everything and everybody, no matter what you're doing, even when you have the right of way. These are the things that are required to build a country. See, it's Labor Day, and if you've been paying attention to my commentary, you know I'm going to come tough to the labor people today and ask them what they into. But as tough as I come to them, I'm coming to us, and we have to ask ourselves what we into, what vibe we on. Are we serious about creating a sustainable country for future Bahamians? And even if not for future Bahamians, for our own genders, to perpetuate a space to hold our personal legacies. Are we even focused on that? Are we focused on how us doing our job with integrity, with effort, is vital, vital to the functioning of this country? On Labor Day, we celebrate the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors, those who died attempting to end the apartheid. That's what it was, apartheid, as mild as it may have appeared in this country. Right. And we must honor them by making a commitment to ourselves and to each other to stop doing foolishness just because we can, to stop doing madness just because nobody could stop us. Who could stop me? So what if the police are not functioning properly? You still called on as a human, as a Bahamian, as a member of your family to govern yourself, to do what you know is right. Before I move on, I want to make this small note, right? All young men and women who identify as gangsters, who are counterculture, who don't want to be a part of this system, this vibe. I understand in many ways why you don't. I'm not dissing you, but I want to say this. I was in an accident about 10 years ago, maybe even 15. Young man was coming from a spot where they buy marijuana, they smoke. The guys hit my car. They were obviously in the wrong. There's no question about it. The driver's getting ready to pull off, roll out. And I look at him. I say, King man, go put down whatever it is that you have that you're not supposed to have. Go do whatever you have to go do with that. And come back to the scene of this accident. Yeah? I don't care what you was doing through that corner. What I care is you live up to your obligations. This is 15 years ago when I was young and stupid. I ain't into snitching on you. I ain't into you getting locked up for a bag of weed. What I into, though, is you doing the right thing and taking responsibility for this accident. About 2-3 years ago, I witnessed a similar accident. A friend of mine had been hit. The offending car slid half a mile down the road. When I got to the car to see if everybody's okay, the gentlemen were getting out the car and they looked like they was getting ready to peel out. I could smell alcohol on them, you know? So I look at them gentlemen, I say, look here, no. I don't know if you're riding dirty or not. You need to go walk and put that thing down and come back because you all need to talk to the police. No matter how gangster you think you are, you still need to know what the right thing is to do and how to do it. You too have a responsibility in building this country that we all have to live in. Don't think you're just gonna be on another vibe and not have to be concerned about what is happening to the other people in the country you live with. Not all of us are bougie. Not all of us are stuck in this class cycle. But all of us expect to do the right thing. Now, that ain't just for the gangsters. That's for everybody. It's Labor Day. Let's have some respect. Let's respect our ancestors and start moving in the right direction. I see you say we got some comments from the Facebook feed.
Yes, actually, we have a comment from Lanisha D. Marshall on the Facebook page. She says, Aaron, you are so right. I am currently trying to assemble resources to teach my children Bahamian history. And I have had to order books on Bahamian history from England.
Yeah. Part of it is the capitalism and the cost of publishing books for such a small place, right? Mm-hmm. And the cost of producing books. But it's still on us to put our resources in the things that we think are valuable.
Exactly.
And see, we got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Thank you for waiting.
As long as I'm ready, you see. Hello.
Good morning.
But how you doing, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, good lecture.
Thank you. I tried for it to not be so lecturish, you know?
No. Sometimes I just got limited. You know, you only got an hour, so you got a time here.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. But happy Labor Day to all of my Bahamians.
Yeah.
Happy Labor Day, man.
Oh, I didn't know you had a guest. I'm so sorry.
No, this is my guest co-host.
I thought he just be a once in a blue moon.
Yeah, but you see, he has the work, he has the labor of being a father and
it's
a husband.
It's my buddy.
Yeah.
He just it's my buddy, y'all. I adopt him as my buddy.
Cool.
He's the one who's cook, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I do.
I'm the chef.
I adopt the chef, too.
Okay. Awesome.
I never know what he's doing, though. What you do?
Well, I'm a human rights activist, humanitarian by profession.
I'm a human rights advocate, too.
Right. Communication.
You're on broadcasting?
Not broadcasting, but communications. That's more backdoor.
But on your radio station, so I could have a play, because they scared a lot of the radio stations scared of the Punk and Eater show.
Yeah. Boy, boy.
Yeah. So you could own one, so Aaron could have, me and Aaron could host it sometime, and that was my own.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron, saying something?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I surprised you haven't gone on the digital Facebook yet. But what I really caught was, like, I loved you to have an elderly person talk about the labor days in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we could always have that clear picture on Labor Day. But I am angry because I listened to the two union leaders, and O.B. Ferguson and the Mr. Minard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry they haven't get their letter yet. I mean, I just want to choose Commissioner Paul Butler to be the commissioner.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're trying to make the commissioner look bad, or the commissioner didn't make sure that they're supposed to get the letter. Because normally when I protest on Bay Street, I get my letter correct.
Yeah.
And that's been the commissioner, was the commissioner, he was on the road.
Yeah.
So when I saw him, I said, this would be a good man to be commissioner. As a human rights advocate for righteousness, my good buddy, Aaron, why do you think they ain't get the letter yet?
You mean to be able to do the motorcade?
Yeah, and Eric, don't cut me suddenly.
No.
Thank you, Punkin. I know some of you all do.
Yeah.
Some people can't have a tough question.
Well, you know, it still is a risk, and it still breaches the intent of the COVID protocols, right?
You believe that?
And it is still activity to monitor and supervise and ensure that everybody is following the protocols.
But do you think, Eric, come on.
It wouldn't look so bad, and it wouldn't feel so bad if initially all the political parties had refrained from campaign activities.
Exactly. Then you would understand it.
Right.
Because I have a social media, and sometimes they always send me a picture of a bunch of red.
Yeah.
Sham up together. So in other words, we have a, my good gentleman could answer this. What's your name? Your surname is?
Darren Thompson.
Thompson. Okay, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Do this government live in a hypocritical society rules? Because on one hand, you see, they say no crowd. The medical team warning us, stay far away, stay 10 miles from each other. Then, on the other hand, you see them pile up together campaigning. They came to my house in bundles.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to my door all red. I can't let you all in.
Yeah.
Are you all crazy?
There just seems to be some major disconnects still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that's a great point you made. I got to get to this next caller. And then after that next caller,
Before you get the next caller, let me wrap it up, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, like I said, it's totally blatant. This is the reason why the behemoths are rebelling. When you not carry on the law, you say emergency order.
Mm-hmm.
I understand emergency order for majority rule time. But we take this emergency order and put it to a shame.
Yeah.
The attorney general, I expect him as a QC, but he's a bad representative as a QC for me. And by the way, I support my member for Charlotte. If you don't run for it, if you look here, half of them don't want you, right? Start thinking independent, running independent. Stop trying to suck up. Your Pumpkin Eater. Have a good day.
Absolutely. But Pumpkin Eater, that's a point you make, hey? That's a point I made yesterday about the debate. I'm waiting to hear candidates talk about their own ideas separate from the party.
Exactly.
Even Evans. Turns out she's not a candidate. Mm-hmm. So you could understand why she say PLP and Brave Davis all night.
If you'd like to make
night.
A call, please hang
this
up
is a
and
perfect,
try again if you need help.
This is a perfect example of when a candidate gets lost in the political culture of their own party and can't distinguish their own ideas, right, mm-hmm. from the party ideas. Caller, you're on the clock.
What's happening on the clock?
Good morning.
Morning
to you and your guests. Well, I was trying to get on that show this morning too, to put them to you and your leaders on blast, but I got a little opportunity now. I got a couple of minutes. Aaron, you start off right this morning with your dissertation. The problem we have in labor is because of compromise, corruption with those union leaders, these most recent union leaders. You understand me? Because both of them union leaders, what was on the shows this morning, was compromised in terms of their political affiliation. They know just why they, the competent authorities tension with them, letters, mm-hmm. because of who they support. I ain't going into too much detail. Mm-hmm. But one of them, I ain't going to call no name, years ago, said on national radio and TV, when his political party was in power, he would never lead a group of people in Russell Square to protest against his party. Another one ain't got the nomination for the same party he was trying to run for. That's the problem we having with labor in this country. It's too much compromise. And I could name off all the labor leaders who are supposed to be looking out for their members, who are going into politics and turning against the very members that they swore to uphold. That's the problem in this country. That's the answer with Pumpkin asking for tomorrow. It ain't supposed to be a pedestrian parade. It's supposed to be a motorcade.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with driving in the Bahamas in your car.
Now,
but OB them know just why the competent authority stenching against them because of politics. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. No, thank you for making the call because I was a young child and I don't know enough about the politics of the labor movement, right? Mm-hmm. To like say I could make certain assumptions, presumptions, and statements.
Right.
But I have been asking the question repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Has the continued movement of unionists to the House of Assembly led to an advance, right, or an accumulation of political credit for labor, the labor movement,
right.
A, or for B, the union movement, which we now have to see as something separate from the bodies of people they represent?
Mm-hmm.
Or has it simply led to the accumulation of personal political credit and power
right.
to be wielded by one person or one group of people, right?
Right, right.
And so it concerns me greatly to see these voices, these people who were supposed to be the champions of labor rights, moving into a space, both physical, the House of Assembly, and non-tangible, the political culture, that demands that they change their relationship with the people that they previously represented.
Mm-hmm.
That demands that they change the way that they communicate and have to now weigh their obligation of secrecy to the party and
right.
to the cabinet
mm-hmm.
versus the people they represent. But Darwin, I see we got a couple calls on the line and I got a couple texts. It says, great show as usual. If you see the government raise the VAT to 25%, that day would be officially known as the VAT riot. I would not be able to attend the riot because I don't like jail. Many of us don't like jail. And that's why you see the state of protests in the country, because
mm-hmm.
many of us don't like jail.
Right.
And we know why we don't like jail, because it too is indecent and inhumane. But then we're not going to riot. We're going to use our smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to use our smarts. We're not going to riot because we don't need to riot. Hi, so BLM, Bahamian Lives Matter, started in 1942. It started before that, but mm-hmm. yes. Morning, Lady Green, please read below. This is a text about the unions for Dwight Show. The unions have become the boogeyman because they fulfill the political party's wish of working for the government as an employer. Okay, the unions have become the boogeyman because they fulfill their wish of working for the government as employers or joining as candidates and thus working against the workers' actions. Think on these actions from Grand Bahama. All right, Tex, that was a bit convoluted, but I think I get what you're saying, is that the union leaders, when they become part of political parties or when they join the civil service or they work for government, their
right.
power is curtailed. The government could control them or the parties could control them, diminishing their ability to do their union work. Another text. Morning. Thanks for the briefing. The car safety narrative, however, many mindless drivers still looking down and using their phones on Blue Hill Road, sis, and speeding. We have been engineered in a ill way. You are absolutely Right, but this is where they feel most powerful. So we got to work on the why they feel so disempowered part. Let's get to a caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yeah, my problem with the run out. But anyhow, getting back to Mr. Mark Hume, I'm shocked as party has not spoken to him yet. I like, because I promise you, a chairmanship, if, you know, it could have been done more respectfully.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he started about mine. You ain't in public or disrespect me. He did it in a nice way. I thought he would have ran off so serious. The prime minister should have tell him, call him in and tell him, I can promise you a chairmanship next time. Not. I think that was so disrespectful and classless. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did. We got to do better than this. That we have a leader who just.
Well, yeah. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much, caller. I felt like, well, first of all, did you know that the FNM party is a private membership group? Like, they're a private club. Mm-hmm. They could do what they want. They don't want to show us their constitution. They don't want to show us, you know, their decision-making processes. They could do what they want. I am only concerned about the disrespect shown to Mr. Humes to the extent to which it manifests a wider problem with state engagement and citizen engagement, right? Has he been any more disrespectful to Humes than he has been to the Bahamian people vis-a-vis communications, COVID protocol communications, pandemic, state of emergency communications? I want to take us very quickly to this discussion on the front of the Guardian. Folks, we are reviewing mandatory vaccine decision by some employers. I find that to be disrespectful.
Extremely.
Because I'm certain the same paper carried the headline where the prime minister urged employers to encourage employees, or did he encourage employers to urge employees to take the vaccine for the sake of saving the world and the country?
Right.
Right?
This is why we sometimes look at the Bahamas as Narnia. This doesn't fly. This does not even make sense. What do you mean you're consulting companies about this? It should be made clear that vaccines are an option. They are not mandatory. It may help us to get out of this COVID-19 situation, but at the end of the day, they're still voluntary. Let's not confuse this thing, Dion, folks.
But not just that. Why aren't you having this discussion with the prime minister? That's right. All over the place, urging or encouraging employers to urge or encourage the employees to take the vaccine. Why don't you sit down and have a discussion with Mr. Michael Scott, agent of the state, who's also sitting on a board dealing with one of the largest hotels in Grand Bahama that could be one of the largest employers in Grand Bahama, telling employees in his private business, you really should seriously consider taking the vaccine if you want to work for me. What happened with Humes is horrible. Mm-hmm. It matters to me to the extent that it is a manifestation of a practice, a principle of a lack of transparency, accountability, and honesty. The Minister of Labor is seriously saying that they're going to talk to employers about it. What can you say to the employer that outweighs what the Prime Minister, the competent authority, already said? Going on in labor. And I'm going to be honest with you, while us young people need to hold a modicum, like we need to govern ourselves and straighten up and understand why we need to respect the work of those that came before us. We really got to do that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you cannot be serious. Dear Bahamas, you have to read that article. You have to read it and juxtapose it to the statements that were made by the prime minister over the last few weeks. It doesn't make any sense. But you know what? Let's get to the callers. Arlington, ready for another caller? Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
A godly day to this darkened oasis along with you and your guest, Aaron.
Good morning, Brayman. How are you?
Oh, thank God for what it is.
Yes, absolutely.
But what I want to say, right?
Yes.
Have you not heard that this COVID-19 what I want to say here. The protocol.
Right.
COVID-19 protocol,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you not heard that it was set up that way because of heresy?
No, I can be honest with you.
Well, that's what I've heard.
All right.
And not only that, I heard that they want to start giving people the vaccine under their tongue. You heard that?
No. So are you saying it's another mode of application of the vaccine? No, I haven't heard that either.
Okay. I suppose you're going to hear it.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to read up on it as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get to another caller before we get to a break, Arlington. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going off my screen show?
No, this. Yeah, you're on Miss.
Hey,
Miss
good morning, Green. Aaron.
How you do?
I'm great, and good morning to the gentleman inside your studio, and happy pre-Labor Day everybody who in the land of the living. But, Miss Green, what is so funny, not funny, but hypothetically I use the word funny in a good way, is that every day you wake up in a country, you have people complaining. You know, I listened to a gentleman this morning on a talk show talking about behemoths love to complain. But let me say this to you, sir. The government job is to take care of its people. When you see Ms. Green, when you can't feed your people, when you can't add adequate health care, you can't add roof over your people's head, you fail your people. And every day, yesterday, Ms. Green, was one of the days of my life as being a proud Bohemian who's trying to live by the rules and the regulations. I felt dumb in a country where I had to listen to my leader. You know, when I say my leader, he's not my leader to say, but the leader of the country, stand up and just blame Ms. Green. Blame. Well, Ms. Green, take the plump off the tree. Blame Ms. Green. Ms. Green, take the chick chiny. Blame Ms. Green. It's all about just from 2017, Ms. Green, it's just blame, blame, blame. And you got some people in this country, while your brothers and sisters are hungry, you're just saying, oh, the prime minister's doing a good job. Oh, what he's doing is good.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Labor Day. This is the second Labor Day in this country. I think Labor Day is supposed to be recognized as the biggest holiday ever in this country because a lot of people fight for this, especially in the hotel industry. And you simple as having a float parade, but me, people, could go and campaign. You can go and campaign, Mr. Prime Minister, but the people can't have a motorcade where they stand in their cars. Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair, Ms. Green?
No, and that's the point right there, right? It's a matter of fairness, and that's what...
But Ms. Green, let me say this to you. You know what is so funny about... I mean, I like to use the word funny because I can't use another word on the radio. But what is so funny about this is that those people who live in those gated areas that have consistent parties, functions, gatherings, and nothing. Have you ever heard from we've been in this emergency order, have you ever heard that the COVID police went in any gated community and stopped a gathering or a party or a function? No. But the poor black man who live in the ghetto, right? The poor black sister who live in the ghetto.
I can't say that's
will always be a ass.
Because I have experiences of shutdown parties in, for example, Ocean Club Estates. Granted, the punishment for it isn't as severe as in the poorer communities where persons are taken and put in jail overnight. But I have seen them shut down, I must say.
And that's very, very, very rare.
Extremely. I agree because
I attended a party before, about a month and a half ago, sorry to say it on the radio, and it was in a gated community. All right, ain't no police. Don't even see the security ride around in a little golf cart when you're ready.
Now, look, don't be like me and Lincoln Bain and start snitching on people.
Just incriminate yourself, man.
But I didn't call the community, so I snitch on nobody.
I'm only joking. But, you know, the point is made, though. There's certainly a class.
But, Ms. Gray, before I go, you know, I encourage my Bohemian people, you know. I understand the situation with a lot of people. And Ms. Green, you know what is hurting my heart the most in this country? Is when someone don't have something to eat. I don't care, and I don't worry about who get car, house, whatever. But when I see a brother and sister don't have something to eat, you know, and people this weekend, you know, when you see the brother and sister on the side of the road, you know, the road where, you know, don't try to wet them up at bottom, man. Even if you even get them no money, go buy them something to eat.
And drive slower.
You have a blessed holiday, a blessed weekend, Miss Green.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Right.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. It's a good time to go to a break. Thank you, DeWitt, for that call. It's Labor Day. Make sure you look out for one another. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to get to some more calls and some more texts.
Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock the top 4-2. The count depends on you. So tell Ted to go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio, you're on the clock with Aaron Green on the eve of Labor Day. You know, this is the first Labor Day in a long time that I'm going to be fully employed by somebody else. So you know I am going to kick my feet up and soak them and love myself. And to all the hard-working people, to all the people that have not taken a break, to all the people who have worked straight through the pandemic and the state of emergency, I bet you probably not taking a day off tomorrow either, because that's the type of person that you are. And you're just going to keep waking because you committed to that. But find space and time in your day to love yourself. Now, in case I forgot to say, today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue, another hard-working department in the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I have a message from the Department of Inland Revenue and the Ministry of Finance. By registering on mygateway.gov.bs, adult Bahamian citizens residing in the Bahamas can use a computer, mobile phone, or tablet to easily and conveniently request and pay for services, which include birth, marriage, and death certificates, firearm license renewals, police character references, driver's license and learner's permit renewals, and e-passport renewals. In addition, government documents requested on mygateway.gov.bs may also be collected from a centralized collection location, the post office in the Town Center Mall. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. Now, back to the text, Darwin. Aaron, no person in the Bahamas should be fixing their mouth about taking a vaccine to work, live, or travel. We do not have enough vaccines for every human in the Bahamas, period. Well, I'm also concerned, right, about that dynamic. Just this week, the Minister of Health was encouraging strongly people to take the vaccine, but there was also the acknowledgement that there are not nearly enough doses of the vaccine in country to hit the numbers that they're trying to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so those sort of critical thinking people are out here can see immediately that you must not have a plan.
Right.
You must not have a plan. And this, and the statements by the Minister of Labor only reinforce that presumption.
Oh, boy.
Another text, Ms. Green. I think you are a PLP, but I like your show. FNM will win government again. FNM, FNM. I am not a PLP or an FNM. I wanted to start my own party. but my grandmother reminded me that I should not play with people's emotions, despite the fact that it's very popular in the Bahamas at this time. Another text, a party was shut down at Palm Key some months ago. And I think really the real question is whether they're shut down in the same way,
right,
and whether the perpetrators or the people involved are treated the same way, mm-hmm, you know, by the officers and in the law. Another text, Aaron, tell DeWitt he is not telling the truth. I asked him for food several times. He blocked me. Some people needs to stop lying to make themselves look good. DeWitt is a liar. I don't think that you are the category of people that DeWitt was talking about. And if you call and text the shows and tell the people I ain't telling the truth either, I ain't buying you lunch. That sound like that's your boy. And you got to wake with him.
Yeah.
But most of all, what I appreciate with DeWitt is his passion and his critical thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I may not agree with everything he says, but he takes the time to think about it,
mm-hmm,
right? His position. And he got passion. And that's important. Effort is more important than achievement all the time. Great show as usual. If you see, okay, thank you. If a difference, it's a difference between a gangster and a social nuisance. Miss Green, you know, oh, there is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We could talk about that because some of these by them don't even qualify to use the word gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Green, you know how much for school fee to Kingsway and Queen's College, if VAT go up to 25%, them people go riot. But if I go up by 25%, I can't afford to teef mango. You're talking about people who pay in bills. Great show as usual. Hurricane season is here and building materials prices gone up sky high. The people who sell in plywood and building materials, they ain't safe.
You know the plywood issue is worldwide. So that's,
right,
yeah.
As well as the tampon and feminine hygiene, mm-hmm, protection, mm-hmm, issue. The increase in price is a global issue.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is about whether these industries or spaces feel they have an obligation to explain what is happening to their public and to their customers, right? And does the government have an obligation to say to people, hey, you should expect an increase in this price because we expect an exorbitant increase in global prices.
Right.
And this, don't expect a drop in price.
Mm-hmm.
Expect not as high an increase in price,
mm-hmm,
as you would have gotten without this without the tax exemption, right, or the removal.
Right.
But that's what we want. We want honesty. We want people to treat us like we live in this country.
Right.
Like you tell people you got to work for your money and you got to work for your things. Well, people work for their money, but when they try to spend their money, they still get treated like fools. And this is a part of the labor discussion as well, right? Because if you live in a society where you tell people you solve problems with money, that your status is attached to how much money you could make, then when people go to spend their money, you still tell them or suggest to them, you don't have enough money for me to treat you
the way you should be treated. Yeah.
The way you should be treated. Another text, love you and your show. Just got my second shot and I'm in tourism. Why not? Well, you just gave the reason why you're in tourism. The interaction with tourists, maybe for what you do specifically, you need to take it. Or maybe you want to set an example for other people working in tourism. Well, I'm glad you shared that. But allow people to say why and why not. Allow people, mm-hmm, to ask questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this debacle here with the director of labor saying they're having active, that's like the Minister of Social Services saying they're reviewing the policy on beating children when the policy already said you're not allowed to beat children. What is it that you're reviewing? Which policy is it? Is it the policy on firing people for ignoring established policy? Another text, hi, Ms. Green, every time DeWitt calls, that person calls to badmouth him. I know him. He helps a lot of people. Stop downing people. I got you. Thank you, Texter. This is some internal politics I need to pick up on. I got it. Yeah, man. I appreciate the passion that DeWitt brings to it. And that's what we need more of, people. One last text. Morning, Aaron and co-host. Very good show today. Congratulations and happy Sir Randall Fox Labor Day celebration. Many respects to Sir Randall and Lady Jacqueline on their memories and hard work. The ministers of labor, past and present, have disrespected trade unions under very false pretense against workers in the Bahamas. This have to change now. From Rudy Stubbs, Freeport, Grand Bahama. Thank you, Mr. Stubbs. Thank you for putting your name on the text, and thank you for reminding us to also remember Sir Randall Fox and family for the commitment they have made. I couldn't be free and on this radio, cracking joke and talking foolishness and pushing politicians' buttons without the hard work, the commitment of my ancestors. And so I too commit and ask you to commit, my listening audience, to doing the same hard work for future generations of Bahamians, for older Bahamians who can no longer do the work themselves. It is up to us. Only us could save us. Only we could take care of we things. Thank you, Bahamas. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for having a different type of Labor Day discussion. Thank you for loving yourselves. Thank you for loving each other. When you see a hard waker today, salute them. And I give you permission to thief one mango out of my tree today to give to a hard waker. But I'm not going to tell you where I live. Have a great day, Bahamas, because Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next. So stay tuned to 96.9 FM and enjoy the holidays.